If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And away from Mangiapane, second unit here, Ovechkin, he scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894, and the bench empties here at Capital One Arena! Ovechkin has reached the summit! He needs one more to go one step beyond! He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history!
You know, there's not enough said about the play that sets that up. When Alex Ovechkin scores 894, he ties the record in front of the Caps fans. It was actually some solid defense at first from Chicago at the blue line. The puck gets squeezed at the boards, and Mangiapane has to kick that puck to his stick and find a way. Then Carlson's in trailing, and Ovechkin's all the way out to the left, heading to his spot. And Carlson, that was a shifty no-look pass. Eyes up the whole time, shuffles it over, and Spencer Knight knows it's coming. He even gets a piece of it, but it goes in the net. And that is how you break a record, or tie a record, I should say. Now comes the other part of this, breaking the record. And there was something interesting that happened last night. I, for one, am glad that Ryan Leonard stormed off with the empty net goal for the first of his career. He gets to share an iconic night with an iconic goal of his own. You know, you get to keep that puck. Someone went right for the net for that thing. But the thing that happened is everyone had their eyes glued onto the entirety of that game. The minute that he scored the first goal of the game against Chicago. Because now the next one is the tire. And then there's the NHL. It's like, it's on NHL Network and ESPN Plus. And it's like, you do know a hat trick with Alex Ovechkin is in the realm of possibility, right, guys? You should be putting this thing, you should be moving it around on networks. Find a way at this point. But then something fascinating happened post-game because, you know, the empty net goal happens. It's 5-3, and Ovechkin's not on the ice for it, obviously. Per Elliot Friedman, post-game, Washington coach Spencer Carberry confirmed that Ovechkin did not go on the ice with Chicago's net empty. He wants to break the record with a goaltender in the crease. Which then kind of helps out with flavor. Flavor as in, how do you want him to score that last goal? How mad would people be if he scores an empty netter? Well, it sounds like Ovechkin's taking that second question and crumpling it up and throwing it out the window, which is perfectly fine.
I was listening to trying to find that clip that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, who is it,
Spencer Carberry, yep.
Spencer Carberry said that when the goaltender went back into the net after it was 5-3, he yep. was like on the ice for a minute and a half.
He was on for a minute 36 to end the game. So, yeah, no, Ovechkin wants to break it against a goaltender, and I'm more than happy that the player wants to think that way. Well, what if he doesn't get it? Well, then guess what? He still ends the season tied. It's not a bad way to be there. But also, if I'm asking five goaltenders to not give up one shot to Alex Ovechkin in five games, good luck with that. Though the next player that he faces in net has never given up a goal to him, and Ilya Sorokin, a fellow Russian, an opportunity to have the record broken. It would be on the road. But it's interesting nonetheless. I like this because it's good for hockey to get a little bit of some shine, especially because we're heavy into the NFL draft. March Madness is concluding soon enough. We've got baseball beginning. Hockey needs something to be able to stay relevant, and here it is. This is the opportunity that the NHL is going to be looking for. I would imagine every single game now has some sort of national scope on it. Otherwise, well, Gary, you and your league are failing once again.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm interested to see how this next one happens. But at the very least, I'm happy that Caps fans got to see one of the moments in person, be it tying the record or breaking it. They're on the road against the Islanders, but then their next game is at home, one of two remaining, against Carolina. I don't think that Ovechkin sits to try to score it in front of his own fan base. Like, that's just, you're trying to score within two games at that point. That's too risky. But I am fascinated to see how it happens, where it happens. If he doesn't score against the Islanders, for example, I can only imagine the ticket prices for the game against Carolina, where there's already some nasty blood, by the way. In their last game, Chatfield throws McMichael onto the ice when McMichael doesn't have his helmet on in a fight, and he hip tackles him, really. Not a thing you like to see in fighting circles, necessarily. Kind of a low-class move. So there's already going to be an interesting storyline within Carolina and Washington in that game. If it's also a game where it's the next game where Ovechkin can try to break the record, the crowd will be beyond packed for that game in Washington. But which goalie is going to have their name unfortunately marked into the history books? That's going to be the question. How does Ovechkin score it? Does he do it in his typical way? In the circle on the power play? The Ovechkin office, as it has become to be known for him. Who knows? But all of it's fascinating. And again, hockey is thanking their lucky stars that this is what is going on for them right now. Considering where we are in the sports season, considering the hype that the Four Nations tournament had brought you, to have this concluding the season the same way, it's already a big deal. Not to mention, the other absolutely disgusting part about this is that Alex Ovechkin broke his leg this year at age 39 and still has scored 41 goals this year. It is not hyperbole to say that he is the best to do it when it comes to putting the puck in the net. Because goaltending has evolved over the years. And Gretzky really was at his peak. He was the setup guy too. He wasn't just the one that had the most amount of goals. Nobody is touching the assists. Nobody. Like, not even close. The fact that Ovechkin is going to break Gretzky's record for goal scoring is already astronomical in and of itself. But Alex Ovechkin, his lowest season of goals is 24 in a COVID-shortened season. Ovechkin has had two seasons shortened from COVID, an entire season locked out, and half of another season locked out. This record should be gone already. But it's not. And yet it is going to be. The way that goaltenders have evolved, the amount of games that were missed due to just circumstances not within his realm, not even injury. He has been relatively a healthy player for most of his career, as a matter of fact. One goal away, and now the question is, all right, when? When's it happening? And that is something that we're all going to be watching with bated breath. He's on a four-game goal streak, by the way, which started against Buffalo in the Sabres 8-5 win. So the Sabres, it comes off a little bit as an afterthought at that point because, the Sabres won 8-5 that game. And Ovechkin scored, but the game was already well in hand. But now you have an opportunity to make this happen. But it's good that the home fans at least got to see the tying goal. Because that's what I would really want, is for at least one of those moments to be in front of your home fans. And that manages to happen last night. We come back, Booty Cheek of the Week, with incredible feats like this. There are also incredible takes. Incredible doesn't always mean great. What do I mean by that? Well, stay tuned to find out.